Like I should shout or something.
Something in.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the, for those of you who be up there in the general admission seats, welcome to the meeting of Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is April the 6th. It's 10:04. I'm Oliver Mujica. I'm the chair of the committee, and I'm the planning division manager. Introductions, please.
Si Chai Crow, Land Development.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kildor, Public Works.
Robert Spoda, Public Works Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department Engineering.
Robert Castro, Water Department Environmental Control.
Mary Blaze, Planning.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Sarah Pearson, Fire Department.
Thank you. First item, Mary, would you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Yes, this is extension of time 1702. It's a request to allow a one-year extension of time for subdivision 04-23 for tentative tract 17170. It involves the subdivision of a property containing about 37 acres into 57 parcels, 48 single-family residential lots, and two lettered lots. It's on the north side of Vertimont Drive and North Magnolia. The zoning is residential low, and our environmental determination will be previous environmental determination, and we are recommending that it be moved to the Planning Commission.
Thank you. Mary, is that map number, should it be 16533?
You're right.
Okay.
That's an incorrect map number.
So we'll make that change.
Yes, 16533.
Okay. Anything else to add to this? It was extended last year, I believe?
Yes, it was extended last year for 1 year.
Okay, and then we still have eligible extensions?
Yes.
Gary, more or less?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you. Any comments from Land Development? C-Chai, Gary?
No.
Nothing?
No comment.
No comment.
Robert?
No comment.
Ted?
No comment.
Robert, next, last chance? Nothing? No dream, but let's go on the side, see what we got going over here. Nothing, Sarah?
No comments.
Okay. This item where our recommendation is to move to the Planning Commission. I can get a motion for that, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. So we're going to, is this the April 19th meeting, or are we?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you very much. We'll see you on the 19th. Next item, Kathy, you guys want to join us, or?
Sure.
Bring the salt with you so you could pass it down. Item number two is pre-application 1706. It's a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of an industrial building containing approximately 172,000 square feet on a site containing approximately 8.5 acres. It's located on the southeast corner of Benedict Road and Sunnyside Avenue. It's currently zoned light industrial, and the environmental determination on this item, they will be doing a mitigated negative declaration. I think we've initiated that process, and this is preliminary review. No action required at this time. From a planning standpoint, having reviewed the site plan and the preliminary drawings on it, it appears to be fine for us. One of the things that we did want to maybe note is the setback along Benedict. I know that we have a minimum setback of 10 feet. You may want to consider maybe a little more space with that. I don't know what the utilities and that kind of thing is going to be along that roadway, but you might want to keep that in mind and maybe give you some more, so you're not right up on the sidewalk. You're building right up on the sidewalk. Even if it's a few feet or so, every little bit would help. I know that you, with your drive aisles and on the back of the building, I know you have got some weird angles in there, but any little bit to push away from Benedict would be quite helpful.
We'll take a look at that.
Thank you. That's really it for the planning comments. I'd like to move on over to Land Development. Seems like Gary, do you have any comments? Did this make it all the way down to you guys?
I have it.
Okay, perfect.
So a couple comments from Land Development is that we need a prelim WQMP to be submitted before the entitlement. And the final one would be required during the plan check period. Also, a SWIP is required. And a parcel map is required for these projects to merge all those lots. And the storm drain, the proposed storm drain connection on Clevenger that shown on the plan would need to be verified with IBDA, because I think they are the lead agency of having maintenance on that detention basin and the storm drain.
Okay.
So you would have to verify capacity and the maintenance on that storm drain line. And we need a letter of approval or authorization to connect to it if that's belong to them. And I also noted there's Edison easement on the southwesterly corner. It wasn't really shown like what type of easement it is, but I saw there's power pole and everything plot shaded on the background. So they probably still need to have access on that one, so we need to have access provided for them. Also on the plan, it noted that, the grading plan, it noted that improvement within the city of Riverside easement need to be permitted by them or provided for approval from them, so that would be required. And talking to real property, they may need assessment district to be formed in that project area. We'll verify that before the entitlement process. And just to get
anything to add, Gary?
Are you going to try to get credits from IBDA for this particular?
We're
is this in the in their
it.
Project area?
We're looking at
as far as traffic and storm drain. And is the Riverside property Gage Canal, or is that just owned by Riverside for other purposes?
I don't know, Michael. Do you know that's?
It's for it's their pipeline easement.
So Gage.
Yeah. So you want to make sure you work with them, obviously. And that's about all.
Thank you.
For the traffic, we need the scoping form. This is the guidelines.
Okay.
And we'll determine for the traffic impact study report requirement. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who does the, Kent, who will be doing your traffic study for you? Over Crossroads?
No, it's, I knew until you asked me.
That's how we do it around here.
Translucent. Sorry, I was thinking Translucent.
Translucent.
Okay. Working with South Star.
Perfect.
Yeah,
thank
I think
you.
They've already scoped it out.
Okay.
Thank you. Robert, anything?
You had these comments already. Dedication for both Benedict and Sunnyside to meet the conditions. I believe it's an industrial area, which I believe goes up to 30 foot. I think existing you have 25. I'm not sure. So it'll be the 5 foot dedication, I believe. Just verify what you have there, but it'll be going to our standard, which is 30 foot, and curb alignment at 20 feet. Again, it's in your conditions there. Again, with the sidewalk, street lights, sewer, we want to make sure that it does get connected over to, there's a Clevenger, is the location that you have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll make sure we don't take a look at that as a separate plan. Pavement portion is going to be kind of between us and possibly with the fire. And the only reason I bring them into it is they need to have at least a minimum of 26 foot. By you doing 20 feet on your side, we may need to have an additional 6 foot of pavement rehab on the opposite side. We may work with you to see about going to the edge line. Again, we'll work with you on that portion of it. Improvements, probably not, because there's existing development right there. And then as they develop, they would go and do improvements also. And pretty much that's the same for Benedict and Sunnyside. There is a access road off of Tippecanoe right now. There's a. Do you know what from your property line to the center line of Tippecanoe what that is, roughly?
64 and 30, so I think it's roughly 100 feet. So our property line is center line to the canal.
Roughly. What you have drawn right now is a estimated curvature that goes, I believe, into the access road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's more likely you've already done everything that we're going to be looking for on that portion of it. We'll look at the access road to see what kind of, if there's any needed improvements for that portion. But again, we'll see, and we'll see actually who's using the access road and whose property that actually is. It could be ours for all I know. Unfortunately, I can't tell you on that right now. And that's pretty much all I have. Any questions, you're more than welcome to give us an email.
Did we resolve the, I think earlier on there was some discussions about access or what have you on Sunnyside, is that, and the adjoining properties, has that all been resolved? Is there?
It's my understanding that creating the cul-de-sac allows the access that was needed, and we didn't have that configuration before.
Okay, all right, thank you. Ted, anything for us, please?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I'm going to tell you right up front, the site's challenged from a water standpoint. There's only a 4-inch AC water main in Benedict Road and a 6-inch AC main that's in Sunnyside. And the issue is that the fire flow capacity in that area is low because it's a subzone. So per SBMWD's rule in Reg 20, main replacement will be required in Benedict Road and in Sunnyside. The issue is I'm not even sure if you replace the main going back to Tippecanoe that you're going to get the fire flow that's required to satisfy the fire department's requirements. So we may have to look at the possibility of looping this somehow, providing a loop. We'll work with you on that, obviously. You'll get credits for all of the residential component that was there previously if you can show us proof of, if you have any, you know, data from the title report from what used to exist as far as for sewer capacity or anything of that nature. But SBMWD is looking to enter into another developer install agreement for the main extension that's required for this project. I'll give you the copy of the standard requirements in my business card.
Okay.
And if you'd like, we can organize or set up a meeting to discuss the details of this outside of this forum.
That would be great.
Okay.
We'll certainly
sure.
do that.
And that's all I have. I have a copy for your records,
awesome.
Too, Oliver.
Thank you, Ted. Robert, anything to add to that?
At this point, is this just proposed as a spec building, or is there a tenant in mind?
Spec.
Just spec, okay. I'm going to hand you a copy of environmental control plan check procedures.
Okay.
It lays out all the steps that are required. I'm also going to hand you the industrial user permit application for you to reference at this point, so you're familiar with it. And this is actually the first step of the process.
Thank you.
If a tenant is chosen during construction, the tenant will also have to complete the application as well.
Familiar with it. Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you, Robert. Melina, anything to add?
No.
Gracie?
So will you be putting in the equipment for trash compactors, or are you going to put in trash enclosures? Because I didn't see anything detailed on here.
As I know, the city preferred to have a compactor, right?
I'm sorry?
The city preferred to have a compactor instead of the enclosures.
You said the city pays?
Preferred.
Oh,
preferred.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's really up to you.
So we will propose compactor, not the trash enclosure.
Compactors? Okay.
Yes.
So we'll look for at least two.
Yes.
One for trash, one for recycling, and that way we can see the locations and comment on that the next time.
Great.
Okay,
thank you. Sarah, are you from Fired?
Just a couple questions. With the building being over 100,000, you have to have two points of connection for the water. So with what water department just told you, you'll have to upgrade probably both lines because we require an ESFR system in the building with a pump. So that's gonna change that a little bit. As far as your access goes, require 26-foot minimum. I noticed on the backside And it needs to loop completely around the property. Entire property needs to connect the access, so you can't have any, I noticed there's a hammerhead right here, potentially, is that what I see? Or does that continue through on the site plan?
Can they use, would they be able to use Benedict like we've done on some of the other projects, or?
Well, if there's absolutely no gate, a fence along Benedict, we could potentially use Benedict as a sort of access. You cannot have any gates along here.
No, you're not gonna gate any, no fence, nothing.
Okay. This would still need to be 26 feet tall. I mean, at least, well, depends, these are man doors.
Mm-hmm.
And we can help, we can talk about that. To go to 26 feet here, this would have to be, unless you're using, if you can use part of the fire department access.
So we have access road here, it cannot be a part, but our.
If there's no wrought iron fence in along 50?
No, nothing.
Okay.
So we're not gonna propose any fence around here. If then, we don't need to provide 26 feet.
No, you don't. Great. But we can sidebar on that, but yeah, we can go down. We still need to maintain these man doors for the 100 linear feet.
Yes.
So we'd have to have some sort of access to the whole site.
Yeah, we'll provide that.
Okay. And other than that, it's just the standard requirements, and then the high pile storage requirements will be.
Terrific, thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Do you have any questions of the committee members?
I don't. I just would like to thank you all for your time and attention on this project, though. And I do think Ted will be getting in touch with you.
Probably by 11 o'clock.
Exactly.
No lunch for Ted.
What is your schedule for submitting the application? Monday morning, or are we?
That does sound like Hillwood. You know, unfortunately, Ned had a family issue come up, so that's why he's not here. So I honestly don't know what his schedule is. I'll have to call him after this meeting immediately, and then I'll know the answer.
And in terms of the timing on the CEQA document, Kent, where what do you
think? There's actually a document drafted, so once we digest the information from the meeting, we can submit something probably right along with the application.
And if you'd like to, if you want to submit it ahead of time, that's fine as well, you know, because, you know, usually, you know, we get the application, you know, mm-hmm. Then we start reviewing it. So, I mean, we could look at it ahead of time. I mean, that always helps as well. And we can get those, I mean, it's worked out well. I mean, you've done a few of these now. I mean, we kind of know each other's, mm-hmm. Whatever you want to call it, but we've worked out a lot of items, and so they go pretty smoothly now.
Okay, very good, thank you.
And so with that, there's no formal action that's being required on this item, and we're looking forward to seeing the formal application.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
With that concludes our meeting. We stand adjourned at 10:23. Thank you.